This week, I've talked about bird identification and bird finding apps for iPhones and iPads. People are always asking me when they're going to make an app so you can put in a bird sound recorded on your cell phone or video recorder or from a fine digital recorder, and the app can identify it for you. There are programs now that can identify the vast majority of our human songs, and considering how many millions of songs of different versions there are, it shouldn't be that difficult to make software to identify a mere 700 or so species of birds in North America, right? Unfortunately, the answer is that it will be decades before anyone can produce anything like this for bird songs, if ever, at least if we expect it to have a better than even chance of accuracy. The first problem is that birds don't have access to sound studios or silent audiences. Even with a high-quality directional microphone or a parabolic reflector mic, a huge variety of ambient sounds will confuse the best identification software. The second problem is that there is so much individual and geographical variation in bird songs that the software would need way too many samples to be workable. There really are no simple ways to identify bird songs. Listening to sound recordings can help, but there's no substitute for going out there and tracking down the singers yourself. The Birding by Ear CDs in the Peterson Field Guide series provide what's probably the best tutorial telling you various things to listen to in order to identify new sounds. John Feith's great Birdsong Ear Training Guide, subtitled Who Cooks for Poor Sam Peabody, has mnemonics for a great selection of Wisconsin bird sounds. One great way to learn via recordings is simply to choose a few species at a time and listen to their songs over and over, and then move on to a few more species. If you have iTunes or a similar program, it's easy to make playlists to do this. The CD set that will provide recordings of virtually all eastern birds is the Stokes Field Guide CD, put together by Lang Elliott. A fine app to go with the Stokes Guide is called Bird Jam. It takes out the spoken narration for each species and shows photos of each species as it plays its sounds. I have Bird Jam, but it seems way too expensive at $39, especially considering that you have to buy the CDs separate. The most expensive bird identification apps are cheaper than that and include as many songs and a lot more photos and illustrations. Lang Elliott's other bird recordings, such as his Know Your Bird Sound series, are not as broad in terms of species as the Stokes recordings, but his Know Your Bird Sounds recordings have amazing depth, providing a variety of different calls and songs for each species covered, with hints about the context each one is given in. Birds can sense a lot more of the world's sights and sounds than we can, seeing in ultraviolet wavelengths, perceiving polarized light, and hearing at frequencies few, if any, people can hear. Birds can sense the Earth's magnetism and barometric pressure. It's ironic that we mere humans use so many high-tech devices simply to enjoy these cosmically low-tech but supremely evolved creatures. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.